to hospital. It was as bad as that, really, I think. But anyway, I said, no, it didn't. I'd go home or I'd go on a bus and then go into a hospital, get someone to take me. So that was how it started. And as I say, he diagnosed me straight away.
How long had you been feeling ill?
I would have thought about on and off, certainly within a month, probably almost a year, gradually getting worse. But I know that one of my jobs was to interview a lot of examiners, especially the senior examiners, doing the subjects I was looking after, and going through scripts and trying to suggest that this might be worth 7 out of 10 rather than 6, all this sort of thing. I remember then once, particularly towards the end, saying, look, I can't cope anymore. I've been sitting here for so long talking to you and I just can't do any more. I remember that several times. It's one of the reasons really why I felt that I was due for a bit of a rest from it all.
Did you recognise the symptoms because of your father's experience?
No, because of my wife's information to me. Certainly, of course, of the classic thing about wanting to drink all the time, especially some cool, very sweet orange juice. That's absolutely marvellous. Drinking an enormous amount of water, and of course beer, but water was marvellous as well, as it is with people who've got diabetes. You feel, oh, it's lovely to drink water, it almost tastes sweet. So I was conscious of wanting to drink all the time, whatever. Conscious of feeling very tired, losing a bit of weight, and feeling in general that couldn't cope as well as though I was normally coping with life.
So you got yourself back from the GP. What happened then?
Went straight into hospital. I can't remember how I went. I think I took a taxi, I'm not sure. And they were expecting me. I went into the John Redcliffe Infirmary here, and they put me in a bed and put me on an insulin drip for a few days. I stayed in there for a week, and then they took me to the Redcliffe Infirmary. It was the John Redcliffe for 1 week, and then I went in the Redcliffe Infirmary for a second week, where I went into the diabetes ward. And really, I think it's just to measure things and see what I wanted and how much insulin it was and food, and all the dietitians came to see me. I remember writing about the